The Royal Commission into Victoria's bushfire disaster will have its interim report tabled in State Parliament this afternoon. After the deaths of 173 people in February, it's expected the commissioners will recommend dramatic changes to the state's warning systems, as well as the controversial stay-or-go policy. The Victorian opposition is urging the Brumby government to act on the recommendations immediately, as Samantha Donovan reports.
So far, the Royal Commission into Victoria's catastrophic bushfires has heard from 87 witnesses over 35 days of hearings. Its final report isn't due until July next year. But the Victorian government requested an interim report so that any urgent recommendations could be implemented by this summer. It's expected the Royal Commissioners Bernard Teague, Susan Pascoe and Ron McLeod will recommend an overhaul of warning systems, as well as modifications to the controversial stay-or-go policy and a dramatic shake-up of the way the two firefighting agencies work and communicate with each other. Gillian Kane's disabled brother Mick Kane died trying to flee his house near Bendigo on Black Saturday. Ms. Kane raised her concerns about warning systems and the stay-or-go policy at the Royal Commission, and she's anxious to see changes made.
Hopefully we'll see some sort of change in relation to the warning systems, just making sure, I guess, that we get as much warning out as early as possible. I know in my brother's circumstances, certainly aware there was a fire in the area, but had no idea how close it was and how fast it was moving towards them.
The Country Fire Authority's Chief Officer, Russell Rees, faced intense questioning during the Commission hearings, and his performance on Black Saturday was criticised by Council Assisting Jack Rush QC. It's expected the Royal Commission will make findings on the role Mr Rees played in coordinating the firefighting effort and issuing warnings. But the Brumby government has already shown its support for Mr Rees. He was reappointed CFA Chief Officer for the next 2 years earlier this month. David McGay is the captain of the Arthurs Creek Strathewen CFA Brigade. 29 people died in the two towns on Black Saturday. He's hoping the Royal Commission's interim report will deliver recommendations that will greatly improve the way the CFA operates in a crisis.
I'd like an acknowledgement that some of the members of the local volunteer brigades can make a contribution to the running of the fire, that there is local expertise and knowledge there that should be utilised, and unfortunately in our experience on February the 7th, that local knowledge and expertise wasn't utilised. In fact, it was actively discouraged.
Peter Ryan is the leader of the Victorian Nationals and the opposition spokesman on bushfire response.
I think it's very important that the government receives these recommendations by the Commission, from the Commission which this government established, and that it acts on them and does so quickly.
Peter Ryan, the leader of the Victorian Nationals, ending Samantha Donovan's report.